Good afternoon, everyone, especially to our Afghan friends. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for all attending. Mr. Atmore, thank you for your remarks. Thanks for coming today and honor us with your presence. Thank you for your selfless and bravest service to the country. It's a privilege to serve alongside of you and all of our Afghan leaders from the police and from the army as we strive together to strengthen the new national unity government and protect the Afghan people and the international community from extremism. To all of our distinguished guests, ambassadors, ministers, coalition partners, General Nelroza, happy birthday. Commanders, sergeants, majors, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for joining us as we formally end the ISAF mission. And more importantly, we transition to our new mission, President's Corps. Another special recognition I'd like to say a thank you to Ambassador Dobos as the senior civilian representative of NATO that led his duties here in a couple of days. And Ambassador Amras, incoming SCR, so thank you both gentlemen. Words, thank you for your service for the past several years. You've been a great deal to ISAF and to the coalition partners. Let's give the first one. For all those that plan and organize the ceremony, I thank you for your hard work. An event like this requires a great deal of organization, preparation, and rehearsal. Thanks very much. Today marks the end of an era and the beginning of a new one. Today, NATO completes its combat mission, a 13-year endeavor filled with significant achievements and branded by tremendous sacrifice, especially by the thousands of coalition and Afghan army and police wounded and fallen who gave so much to build a brighter future for this war-torn land. And I must add, thousands and thousands of Afghan civilians as well who gave their lives in defense of this country. Today, as we encase the ISAF colors and unfurl the resolute support colors, we also remember not all of those coalition and Afghan heroes whom we lost, and the loved ones that they left behind. Their sacrifices drive us to persevere. They drive us to finish this noble mission well, and they drive us to win. As we close out the ISAF mission, it's also appropriate to pause and reflect upon what we collectively accomplished. Our progress has been considerable. In the wake of the Taliban's defeat in 2001, and we have many Afghans here that were with us from the very beginning. Afghanistan possessed no standing professional security forces. Over the course of a decade, our Afghan partners and we have built a highly capable Afghan army and police force of over 350,000 personnel. And for the last two fighting seasons, the Afghan security forces have been in the lead. And they prevail over a determined enemy. Today, the ANSF have rightfully earned a position as the most respected institutions in this country. We should take great pride in our contributions to the ANSF's success. Together, we have created security conditions which have allowed Afghan society to rise up after decades of relentless war. Together, we have lifted the Afghan people out of the darkness of despair and given them hope for the future. Some examples: in 2001, the life expectancy here in Afghanistan was 43 years old. Today, it's 62. That's 21 years in this last decade plus. You times that by about 35 million Afghans represented here in the country, that gives you 741 million years of life that the Afghan security forces and coalition have provided hope for the future. Take a look at the roads, the number of people on the internet, the number of cell phones, the number of females in school, the number of people in school, the women in the labor force, on and on. These things could not have happened without the Afghan security forces and the coalition standing together. The momentous events of 2014 reinforce our optimism. The first peaceful democratic transition in Afghan history occurred. The international community confirmed its financial commitments. The Afghan parliament ratified long-term security agreements with NATO and the United States. The ANSF demonstrated extraordinary courage and increasing capabilities, and our coalition's resolve remain firm. There are many challenges that remain, but all of these positive elements bode well for an eventual successful resolution of this conflict. We now enjoy considerable momentum as we enter 2015. There is no turning back to the dark days of the past. The insurgents are losing, they're desperate. The inauguration of the National Unity Government, the ratification of the BSA and SOFA represent devastating political blows to the enemy's cause and narrative. The Afghan people have spoken. They've chosen progress over backwardness, education over ignorance, and transparency over criminality. They've roundly rejected the insurgents' senseless destruction and murdering. This year, the Afghan people reasserted their sovereignty, and their ask for and need our sustained support, and we will give it to them. We are not walking away. Yet, in spite of all this, the insurgents continue to kill the fellow Muslims for their misguided cause. It's time for the enemy to heed President Ghani's call. Lay down their arms, come to the peace table, and help rebuild the Afghan nation. As we look to the future, we can see that Afghanistan and our coalition are a critical turning point. We are presented with an unprecedented strategic opportunity to break the cycle of misery and lay the foundations for an enduring peace. Our new resolute support mission reflects NATO's continued investment in Afghanistan's future. Our commitment to Afghanistan endures. The NSF have already proven that they can win the capital fight. The NSF, when they work together, the police and the army, overmatch the enemy whenever and wherever challenged. Our Afghan partners can and will take the fight from here. Because of the NSF's success on the battlefield, we're transitioning to a resident support mission. We'll continue to train, advise, and assist the NSF and Afghan security institutions at the operational and strategic levels so that they can sustain the hard-fought gains and win the war. President Ghani recently remarked at the NATO Foreign Ministers Conference, I quote, "Compelled by tragedy and cemented by mutual sacrifice, the partnership between Afghanistan and NATO is entering a new phase," end quote. Resolute support will serve as a bedrock of our enduring partnership with Afghanistan, in which our joint interests and cooperation will ensure our shared security. Working together, we cannot fail. Working together, we will prevail. Let me close by first thanking the men and women for our historical coalition. We've endured many challenges since 2001, yet we've remained cohesive and effective. Coalition has played a central role in the largest, most resilient and effective coalition in modern history. NATO and its partners, representing 51 nations, over a quarter of the countries in the world, have stood firmly with Afghanistan through 13 plus years and counting. The men and women of our coalition have earned the Afghans and international community's respect, admiration, and lasting gratitude. And so to all that have served under the ISAF colors, and to all those who will serve under the resident support banner, I hope you take great pride in the positive impact you've made and will continue to make upon the Afghan people and their future. You've made Afghanistan stronger and our countries safer. Because your vigilance, courage, and extraordinary efforts, Afghanistan will never again be a safe haven for international terrorists. I also want to express my gratitude to your families at home. I know firsthand the sacrifices they make every day to support us while we're deployed. In many ways, these separations are harder on them than on us. Please convey to them how important this remains here and how vital your support is to our success. Finally, I'd like to say thank you to our Afghan partners. Today, and throughout the month of January, as Mr. Atmar mentioned, we join President Ghani, CEO Abdullah, and all the Afghan people as we rightfully celebrate the NSF's development, success, and sovereignty. We too salute the Afghan security forces' heroism. We too honor your brave soldiers and policemen who are right in the pride of your nation. We stand in awe of their selfless courage. I only need to cite the actions of two Afghan national policemen. One, Officer Rahman Khan, last year embraced a deranged suicide attacker and smothered the effects of his explosion and saved scores of women and children in host province. And another, Officer Mur Afghan, who just 10 days ago valiantly stood his ground and gave his life and prevented another homicidal madman from driving his explosive-laden vehicle into the middle of Kabul. For the last 13 years, we have fought and led alongside the NSF. As we commence the President's core mission, we will continue to stand by them and you today and in the future. We're all very proud of our relationship built on trust, friendship, and shared interests. That trust and a common vision for a stable, secure, and unified Afghanistan filled me with confidence that we'll continue to be successful. The road before us remains challenging, but we will triumph. Once again, thank you all for coming. That's a good one.